Thank you for joining us. We hope this message will be a blessing to you as you experience the love of God, grow in community, and discover and live out God's purpose for your life. Now, let's get into the message with Pastor Will.
So the title of this message, if you want to kind of take this home with you and take it into the new year, is A Child is Born, But a Son is Given. I read the scripture earlier today, verse 6 and 7. Just want to read verse 6 now to kind of introduce what we'll be talking about. So Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, and if we can just kind of think of this for a moment. So Isaiah the prophet is literally prophesying about Jesus coming many years before Jesus ever showed up on this earth. And so a lot of times, a lot of people say that the Bible is has a lot of errors in it. There's things that you can't believe, or it's written by man. But if you can go back to the Old Testament where Isaiah is at and be able to pinpoint and trace Jesus through the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, that's amazing. And that's exactly what we're doing here tonight. So Isaiah the prophet says this. He says, "For unto us a child, a boy, a human is born." And then the next part says, "Unto us a son is given." So that reminds you of John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave," if y'all can help me preach this, "he gave his only begotten," right? So Isaiah is already speaking about what God was preparing to do before the foundations of the earth. So a child is born, so this little boy is born, but a son is given, meaning that God is given his only begotten son. Then it goes on to say, "And the government shall be upon this son's shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." So the area that I really want us to zero in on, and you take this as you're celebrating Christmas, and I love how years ago, I don't see it too much today. Do y'all remember the time when they tried to take Christ out of Christmas? Y'all remember that? And there was this like Xmas. Isn't that disrespectful? Very disrespectful. But Christ is born, son is given. So you'll see the image that's on the screen there, and I'm glad they put that up. There's a lot of times we look at the manger scene, and I know it's kind of suppressed, but you can see it. You can see the animals and the stable and Mary and Joseph, and we see the little baby boy that's in the middle. But as we go through this, please, if you can hold on to one thing, don't just focus on the little baby that's in the manger or the little boy that will eventually grow up and the wise men will come and bring gifts before him, or the little boy that is left in the temple as his parents forgot maybe that he was there when he was about 12 years old. But I want you to remember this, that Jesus the Christ was on an assignment from God. Can I get a hearty amen? So this son, God, had a plan when sin entered into the world. He said, "I need a way to be able to bring the world back into relationship with me." God is saying, "I need a way to bring the world back into relationship with me." So he sends his son. So his son is given. So let's talk a little bit about the Christmas story. So Luke 1:30, I'm sure you're very familiar with this. If you've been in church for a while, you probably played a shepherd or Mary or something like that in some type of play, and you probably can tell me this whole story yourself. But let's look at this. Luke 1:30 says this, "Then the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb, and you will bring forth,'" I'm going to just ask y'all to help me out. Every time we see the word son or something like that, can y'all say it out loud? "And you will bring forth a son." Yes, yes, indeed. And notice that it's capitalized. So we're just not talking about a little baby. We're talking about a child that is on an assignment from God and shall call his name. Can y'all scream that out? Jesus. Praise God. So a child is born, a son is given. If you can kind of equate, the child is born, you will bring forth a son. You will bring forth a child. But son is given, and the uniqueness of this is that the name of the son that is given by God, his name is Jesus. So let's just break down a little bit. You're going to say, Well, I went to church tonight for a candlelight service, and they started talking Hebrew and Greek with me a little bit. And his name shall be called Jesus, Yehoshuah. And when you look at that word there, the name of Jesus, literally, it's either Jehovah or Jehovah Yahweh, which means the name of God. And then Yahsha is meaning save or to deliver. And so literally, Jesus, so that means every time you say Jesus, you're literally saying Yahweh is salvation or Yahweh saves, or to break it down, God saves. Amen? And this is the reason why it's important for us not to just say the name of Jesus in vain. There may be some people that just says, you know, Jesus, and they're not really talking about the Jesus that we're talking about. So literally, when the scripture says, and his name shall be called Jesus, this little boy that is born is carrying the assignment of Yahweh or God of salvation, bringing salvation to the world. So the purpose of Jesus' birth was to bring God's plan of salvation to the world through his son, Jesus. Let's keep going. So when you look at Luke 2, verse 4 through 5, this is where the shepherds is about to come in. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, to be betrothed or married as his wife who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. In other words, this baby's coming. Verse 7 says this. And remember, as we get to the word son, if y'all can holler it out loud with me. And she brought forth her firstborn, right, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And verse 8 says this, and now were there in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings or good news. This is one of the first times that someone or something is actually preaching the gospel. I bring the gospel of great joy, which will be to all people. He says, for there is born to you this day. I love that. There is born to you this day. That means that this Savior, David, the son of David, in the city of David, this Savior is for you. Can I just kind of stop right there for a moment? And so if you think that Jesus' birth is for someone else, can I say this to you? It's not. It's for you. And so if you're here today and you're wrestling with this, I don't know about this relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. The reason why Jesus came, again, the reason for this season is because God wanted to bring each and every one of us back into a relationship with him. And the answer to that was sending his son, and his son's name is Jesus. Amen. And so for there is born to you this day, in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe. I love how all of this is capitalized because we're talking about the Son of God, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then suddenly there was with the one angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And so every time you see this manger scene, this beautiful scene, and I had to uniquely look and find one, because a lot of the different manger scenes will have these three wise men along with it. But if you know anything about that, the wise men didn't come until they actually had a house. And this is not a house. So the wise men came a few years later when Jesus was not just a baby, but he was actually a boy. He had grown. And so I know it looks beautiful to see these wise men with all this treasure and everything. And then it says three wise men, but the reality is they never traveled in just three. They traveled in groups. And so these wise men who had been studying the stars knew that the Messiah, the king, would be coming. And when they came to the king, because you never come to the king empty-handed, amen? You always come bringing something to the king. And so they came bringing gifts to the king, but it was not during this moment here. But my hope is that as you open up your Christmas cards, as you unwrap your gifts, and on the wrapping paper is going to be a picture of the manger scene and some animals, that we remember why the Son was given. Jesus, the Son of God, was given to redeem the world to the Father. Amen? And so even as we get through Christmas, and it's the day after Christmas, and you're checking your checking account, hopefully you're not depressed afterwards and everything, and you're moving towards the new year, my hope is that we move deeper into a relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ. Please don't step through this season and then after Christmas just shake Jesus off. And I say that again, like as we step on December 26th, don't shake Jesus off because now they're going to stop singing or playing Nat King Cole and all of these different things. And all of a sudden we begin to forget the reason for this moment. Remember that one time, at one point, mankind, humankind was separated from God. And God in the appointed time decided that he would send his only begotten Son to redeem us back to him. Amen? And so John 3:16, I love putting our name in here. For God so loved all of us that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Thank you once again for listening to Pastor Will's message. We hope that it has been a blessing to you today. Our goal is to help you experience God's love, grow in his love, and live out his purpose for your life. We invite you to join us live each Sunday at 11 a.m. to hear Pastor Will's message. For more information, encouraging messages, and events, please visit us online at purposechurchde.org.